This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people skills for great success, excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.
Conversation 2. Prioritize focus. Rocks, pebbles, sand.
I would like to travel again. There's this game called I'm Packing My Suitcase. When I pack my suitcase, I always pack my hiking boots first.
Why the hiking boots first?
Well, then I can use the space in the shoes and put in small things like socks.
Efficient.
Once I pack the clothes and the underwear, the shoes won't fit into the suitcase. I've already hung them over my shoulder. That's no fun, and the people in the plane always look at me funny.
I also just hang the shoes around my neck when they don't fit in the suitcase anymore.
When I mix cocktails, I put the ice cubes in the glass first, then the rest. If I do it the other way around, the glass gets too full. Mixing drinks, I'm always too generous. If I fill them into the glass first and the lemon after, the ice cubes will overflow and make a big mess, so I put the ice cubes in first. Now, what does this have to do with management?
That's what I was just wondering. In any case, I'm in the mood for a vacation and cocktails now. Images like these work well for me. I can imagine the taste of an alcohol-free piña colada today.
I was just thinking that it's clever to pack the big things first. Then the small things will find their way to come along. For small stuff, like pens, socks, and so on, there's always room in the suitcase. If I transfer this to my everyday work, it's also better in terms of time. First, the big things have to be done. The small things I can still find a few more minutes for.
Yeah, right. Yes, that's true. If you first dump everything in, then probably unload everything again, still having to stow the big stuff, it's an endless back and forth. That surely takes longer and is much more inconvenient.
Whereas I can unpack the suitcase again and start all over again, I can't start my working day all over again.
So we're talking about focus, doing big things first.
Right. First pack the big hiking boots, then the little things.
Given the hiking boots are important for your vacation, if you go hiking in the mountains, the hiking boots are not only a big thing physically, but essential for the trip. There is one model that comes to mind. It's called Rock, Pebbles, Sand.
There's a model for this?
Yes, of course. You already described it perfectly, as if we had discussed it beforehand. Stones are the big, heavy chunks, the ones that really make a difference. Pebbles are the little stones. I can still identify them well. When I have pebbles in my hand, I recognize each one. Sand consists of thousands of small grains and is not really tangible anymore. Nevertheless, the sum of the grains of sand makes a difference. There are very good videos on YouTube about this model. In the videos, you can see what happens when I put the sand in the glass first, then the pebbles, and then at the end, the rocks. Not everything will fit. If I turn the order around, it will fit. If I put the rocks in first, then the pebbles, and finally the sand, and shake the glass a little, everything will fit in. It's just like you say. The sand looks for a place in between, just like your socks and pencils.
Okay, so the glass is my everyday working life, 8 hours a day or 4 days a week, respectively. The rocks are the things I really want to have done. I tackle them first. They're practically at the top of my to-do list. The other small tasks will find their place in my everyday work.
Personally, I do it like this. In the morning, when I start the day, I look at my to-do list and decide which are the rocks, the pebbles, and the sand. That helps me to prioritize. I admit, sometimes I do a bit of the pebbles first, simply because I feel like it. I realize that I am pushing the big rock just aside. I use an app where I can manage and track all the tasks. I can use it on my cell phone as well as on my desktop PC and decide at what time I do which tasks. Before I had the app, I did this on a piece of paper. I drew two horizontal lines on an A4 sheet of paper and divided the tasks into rocks, pebbles, and sand. The rocks were at the top, the pebbles in the middle, and the sand in the lower third of the sheet. At first, I did this every day. Then I had another sheet for the whole week and another one for long-term topics. I couldn't keep up with all these sheets of paper anymore, so I digitalized it. With the app, it's much easier now. I've been doing it this way for 3 years. It works great.
The advantage of the slips of paper is that I can simply throw them away.
That's right. Writing it by hand is also a good feeling. It's different when I write something by hand than when I type on a machine. It stimulates many more neurons in the head, and that in turn means that what is written has a greater impact. Mentally, handwriting is much better than typing. I myself am often torn between handwriting and digital portability. Both have their charms.
The big rocks are not necessarily the things that take up the most time. They're the things that are most important. So the question is how I recognize what's important. Spoiler alert, it's related to my vision, my purpose, and my values.
Right. It fits the plan. It's important in the sense of the plan. This is how we are going to run this company. It's important to the personal life plan, to the purpose, to the vision, to my values, and to my strategies. The three levels, rocks, pebbles, sand, sounds similar to the Eisenhower matrix. This is a 2x2 matrix with four priority levels, which result from the combination of important and urgent. Importance in the sense of achieving the goal and urgency in the sense of time. The model is super. There are four priority levels. Whether I need the fourth level, I don't know. Basically, the fourth level is more of a parking lot for a lot of unimportant stuff that I won't get to anyway. It makes me aware of what I'm not getting done.
You could pour water over the whole thing at the end.
Sure.
If there are rocks, pebbles, and sand in the glass, you can fill it up with water if you want.
It's a mess.
A huge mess. I also don't want to jump up after every important task I've done and dump water and sand in between.
When we talk about the stop-start-continue model, we'll talk about the decision not to do things. I used to put everything I could think of on my to-do list for years. I'd include every little thing, just so I wouldn't forget anything. I've never made a conscious decision not to do anything. I never decided that this or that task would not go on my list. Terrible.
You did things because you forgot to take them off the list?
No, they were just on the list. Those lists killed me. They were a million miles long. I stressed myself out. There were so many things on them that I might as well have decided from the beginning never to do some of them. It didn't make any difference in my life at all.
The agile approach would be to simply throw the list away in the evening and create a new one the next day. The next morning, I decide again what is important and what I want to get done today. Priorities can also change.
For me, it's safer to keep the list so I can look at it the next morning and copy down the important things. Then I don't have to start all over again. I always panic that I forget things.
I'm relaxed. Most of the time, somebody comes up to me and reminds me that I've forgotten something. That happens all by itself.
I did that once. But then I missed out on a really big thing and got totally upset. So with me, it's the other way around. I'm much more relaxed when I know that I've got the things I want to do noted somewhere. I'm a control freak. That helps me to relax. It gives me the feeling of being in control of my life. Even if a bit of sand or mud is on my list, I can differentiate between rocks, pebbles, sand, and water. I'm aware that some of the things on the list I will probably never get done. Yet it gives me a feeling of completeness and control. The decision of what to do and what not to do is not random because I've forgotten some things. Rather, I make the decision consciously. Otherwise, I risk forgetting even rocks. That much I've learned about myself.
That's right. It clears the mind for other things. There are many productivity techniques that convey just that. They recommend simply writing things down. If I can't sleep at night because my thoughts turn over, then I write down everything I don't want to forget. I keep a small writing pad and a pen next to my bed for times like this.
I do that too. It reassures me to know that I've captured it somewhere, on paper or in an app. It doesn't matter.
Do you use other techniques? Something like, Everything that I can do in 2 minutes, I do immediately, or everything that someone else can do, I delegate. This is my favorite. Everything that takes longer than 2 minutes, I do later. There are a lot of wise tips such as these.
Since I read the book, The 4-Hour Workweek, I've been trying to delegate as much as possible and build a system in which I do only what is necessary and only the things I really enjoy. I used to do everything myself. Today I think to myself, why do I still do anything at all when there are people to whom I can delegate it and who can do it even better?
A friend of mine has changed his status on WhatsApp to say, you have to have everything done yourself.
Very nice. I like that.
Even so, I still have a few pebbles and a little sand left to get the whole thing going.
Yeah, sure. Kick things off with a few pebbles and then spread the big rocks around it. That's a good idea.
Right. Someone else is doing something that's a big rock for me, and I just need a little sand and a few pebbles to get the rock rolling, right onto someone else's desk. Great.
Delegate. There is one more little miracle technique that I've been using for a long time. I'm a very visual guy, and I take a lot of notes during a meeting, coaching, or even in very simple get-to-know-you conversations. This way, I make sure that I don't forget anything. I internalize things better when I see them in front of me. Now, it often happens that I take so many notes that I can no longer distinguish what's important and what's not. Therefore, I draw a capital A with a thick circle around it in front of every action or to-do that I note down. I write a capital D in a circle when I have noted down a decision. This way, when I go through my notes later, I can see directly what I have to do and what has been decided. I put a capital I in front of it if it is particularly important information that I want to remember. I don't even know what this method is called or where it comes from. I copied it from a colleague years ago and have been using it ever since. With several pages of notes, I keep track of everything and know exactly what to look for. For an A, D, and I with a thick circle around it.
That works really well. I do that too. In my case, I use A to mean that I give someone this task. D is a to-do for me. I points out important information. With me, there's still a question mark with a circle around it. That means I'll Google the topic again later or look it up.
And then there is a light bulb. When I have a realization, I paint a small light bulb next to it. In our book, we could also do it that way.
In the time it took to paint the light bulb, you will have already internalized it and never forget it. That's the amazing thing about handwritten notes. I usually don't even look at them anymore and still remember them.
Yeah, something does happen in the process. It goes much deeper into the head and is immediately internalized. The brain processes it with many more cells. Except for highlighted parts, I usually don't even look at the notes anymore. It's helpful with the to-dos. There I find little tasks like buy the book XY or call XY. Even if I don't use the remaining notes anymore, I collect them all in a folder that I look into once in a blue moon. It's like a little treasure. Super exciting. When I flip through the pages after 10 or 15 years, I can see how I've developed and what I've learned. Then I remember some of the topics and see what has become of them. It's really fun to reminisce about it all after all these years. I'm happy what has become of me and the topics. There are always suggestions that make me think, gee, I had already heard about that. Now I'm finally taking a closer look at it.
I still make handwritten packing lists for my vacation. From now on, to make sure I get everything in my suitcase, I will definitely always write the big things on it first.
The shoes are included. What else is important? What else do you pack for your hiking vacation?
The backpack.
The pickaxe and a hat.
The rock collection.
I can already see the sun shining on the mountain. I can feel the light breeze on a beautiful spring day. Have fun on vacation.
I just watched the video Michael suggested on YouTube. That is really crazy. It's a simple method that I can easily remember. I'm well aware of this, of course, but every now and then I tend to do the things that are easy for me first, urgent or not. So thanks for these little tricks. It helps me to organize myself even more consciously.
This is Chief of Anything, created by Christian Kohlhoff and Michael Portz. Our podcasts serve the purpose of growing people's skills for great success excellent business results, and a happy, healthy people culture.
If this podcast is useful for you, please give us a 5-star rating and tell your friends. We love to hear from you, and we are always happy to learn how we can help teams achieve great success or overcome people pains. All contact details are in the show notes. Much success.